Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas County Sheriff's Office, they want to arrest one of the employees at the Dallas County Jail. Here's why.
The Sheriff's Office says there's an arrest warrant out for Detention Service Officer Treston L. Jones. They say he is a member of the Special Response Team at the Dallas County Jail. They received a complaint that he was accused of assaulting an inmate, and they say their investigation has led them to pursue criminal charges in the case. He's facing four charges, two counts of assault and two counts of official oppression. The Sheriff's Office says he has been placed on administrative leave during their investigation. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The appeals court stops the execution for Robert Roberson. The jury convicted him of killing his daughter. Critics say the science behind shaken baby syndrome is flawed.
Gretchen Sween says the victory would not be possible without the number of people and groups who have loudly called for a new trial, let alone another stay of execution.
Robert has taken one small step back from the brink. And I just could not feel more gratitude for those who have joined us in this, what really was a titanic undertaking.
Roberson was to be the first person in the U.S. to be put to death over a murder conviction connected to shaken baby syndrome. Lawyers are trying to get a new trial in an attempt to show that Roberson did not commit a crime and his daughter actually died from serious health conditions. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
All right. Well, with the government shutdown, it's got a lot of people concerned about their flights and TSA. So we thought we'd give you an update. So if you're going through the big airport, Dallas-Fort Worth International, Terminal A is going to take you less than 10 minutes to get through security. Terminal B, about 10 to 20 minutes. Terminal D has gotten better. They were up to 20 minutes or more. It's going to take you about 10, 15 minutes to get through there. Same thing for Terminal E. Terminal C, however, is still going to take you some time. So just keep that in mind when you're heading to the airport today. You want to give yourself extra time. Total delays at DFW International, 260 today. Only three cancellations, so not terrible. And for Dallas Love Field, 80 delays, one cancellation. Always check with your airline.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Checking breaking news right now out of Chicago. We're getting word from our partners at NBC 5 that a judge has just told the White House that they cannot send troops into Chicago to help protect ICE facilities there. We'll have the latest information on that as it becomes available. But again, breaking right now, the judge has blocked the White House from sending in those troops.
A call by the governor for all Texas cities to do away with rainbow crosswalks is drawing opposition from some right here in Dallas, including one state representative. KRLD's Russell Scott has more from Cedar Springs neighborhood.
Here along Cedar Springs, there are there's several places where the crosswalks have been painted in rainbow colors. all to show support for the LGBT plus community. I spoke to Democratic State Representative John Bryant. And what about that threat of withholding money for roadways?
Texas roads are governed by the Texas Department of Transportation, which is governed by an appointed board, and he has no authority. He's simply a grandstanding.
Representative Bryant says it'll be up to each city to determine what they do, but added, most people don't view pride flags or colors as a political statement. Along Cedar Springs here in Oaklawn, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Innovation project just completed. Right now, sitting at the table with us, we've got to Stephen McCurdy. He's Director of Maintenance and Construction at the Great State Fair of Texas.
How's y'all doing today?
Excellent, excellent.
We're doing fantastic.
First of all, you did the Lord's work, because that's that absolutely did need some renovations. Talk a little bit about, like, what are some of these that you're going to see when you immediately go in there?
Yeah, I think it's important to note that, you know, the Cotton Bowl is historic, right? And so preserving that iconic facade that was in the 1948 wall, we actually included that in the design. But from a fan experience, I got a little cheat sheet here we're going to run down. So we focused on enhancements to the visitor experience, including 14 new escalators. This is the first time the stadium's had
good
escalators. Escalators!
Yeah, we got a little power, baby.
If you weren't going to wait for one of the elevators there, you're going up some steps. Uh-huh. Right. So now we have 14 escalators on the new side. The third level concourse is three times the size that it was. If you've ever been in there for the Texas OU game, you know it's tight. It's real tight.
Right.
And then also on the main concourse, now that is doubled in size. Wow. We actually have provided new lighting, new Wi-Fi experience on that side of the stadium. We have new concession spaces offering grab-and-go options and beverage stands.
Love that.
Mid-deck and upper concourse. So if you've been to the game before on the west side, if you wanted to go to the concessions, you had to go down to the main concourse.
Right.
There's nothing on the second or third level. We address those. Okay?
Nice.
So we're hoping that that helps keep people where they want to be instead of kind of moseying around and trying to get to different parts of the stadium. We also,
because I was always up in the third deck. I'm on the nosebleeds, and so now I got some space here.
Yeah, so you had to make a choice. You're like, am I going to leave this seat to get something?
Tell me this. What about the bathrooms? When I was a kid, Dad would take me to Cowboys games at the Cotton Bowl, and they'd have those
big trough.
Big trough in the men's room, right?
Well, those aren't exactly modern. So we have addressed,
really?
We have addressed those. Believe it or not, I used some of those when I was in high school. You know, I'll say this, they're efficient, right?
Yeah, you know, they get the job done.
You're not too
it
worried,
goes somewhere.
Yeah, if you don't care about personal space, you know, you can fit a lot of people in there. But so in this renovation, we actually added two levels of new women's and men's restrooms.
Okay.
On the street and on the upper concourses.
Okay.
So we look at the issues we had with some capacities and things like that, and we try to address those the best we could. And honestly, I'm super excited. You know, we got Texas OU rolling in this weekend, and you know, from a capacity standpoint, that's about as big as and bad as it can get. So
yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is it increased capacity at all here?
Yeah. So actually, we have a new riders press that was built. Okay. So this was actually between two of the levels. So that seats 213 people that weren't there before. We redid levels 5, 6, and 7 of the tower. So we have new suites that didn't exist.
Ooh.
So we actually have increased seating. You know, but I think a lot of the focus was definitely on, all right, so everybody, you know, we need to be able to feed people. We need to be able to get them into the game quick. We need them to be able to walk around. You know, people have to go to the bathroom so they don't have to sit in a trough, you know. So these are all things that.
I just love the trough.
Well, you know, nobody thinks about it until you're
there.
Trough. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, look, I'm excited. Like I said, we have the biggest game coming in right now for us, and attendance-wise, and, you know, I'm excited for what it brings to the stands.
Football games and fireworks shows. I saw the Rolling Stones at the Cotton Bowl.
Did you go to that Dallas Stars game?
I went to that Stars game. Remember the Texas Jam?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of those way back in the day.
You know, it's something different about being in the Cotton Bowl. You know, the history there, the history of the games that are here, it's just different. And, you know, we want to make sure that the fans enjoy every aspect of that stadium. So we're taking swings at it, and we're going to, you know, keep improving it where we can. And hopefully we addressed a lot of those issues. And with the new design, it's absolutely beautiful.
And this was $150 million, right, give or take?
We'll call it $140 plus, but yeah, I mean, you know.
A little plus size, but
well,
that's not wrong.
You know, it's
all for the good.
It's a historic stadium, and there's the things that come with that that you have to address as you kind of go along.
So what else around the fair? Because it's not just the Cotton Bowl that you oversee. It's all the construction and maintenance around the fair.
Yeah, so my team, you know, one of our main things is that if you've ever been to Fair Park and you came out here when there wasn't the State Fair of Texas, well, our team kind of facilitates what it looks like. You know, we get stands in place. We get water and electricity turned on everywhere. You see dinosaurs loading in. You know, you see arches going up. You know, it's a big deal. We knock it out in about 60 days and tear it down in about 30.
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling you, if you've never been to Fair Park, when the fair's not here and then you rolled in after the fair, it's a thing.
Something else.
It's a thing, oh, yeah.
Steven, listen, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it. Can't wait to see the all-new Cotton Bowl, and then we're going to get our chance.
Yep.
Coming up on Saturday, Texas or OU?
Look, technically, I can't choose.
Oh, you can too. Come on.
I can't choose. I can't. Here's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for a great game because, to me, that's the best thing. Sometimes, you know, if you've been part of these things, like your team, if they blow the other team out, it kind of loses some of that edge. But a good game seems to kind of linger around no matter what.
That's right.
All right.
So, the last one I went to was a last-second OU win.
Yeah. Well, at least it went down to the wire.
It did.
You know, like you said, you know, these ones that are blowouts, half the stadium's empty at halftime.
Yeah.
They're all going out to the midway.
Exactly.
All right. Steven, thank you. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Steven McCurdy, Director of Maintenance and Construction for the up on Saturday. A lot of college football fans are still shocked that undefeated and sixth-ranked Oklahoma is a three-point underdog to an unranked Texas team this Saturday. But college football analyst Josh Pate says it makes sense to him. For one thing, OU's playing a backup quarterback, and then there's the running game. Sure, Texas hasn't shown much of one this year. However,
there's no clear RB1 at Oklahoma either. Their tailbacks are averaging 3.75 yards per attempt. Against Power 4 teams, it's 2.7 yards per attempt. So if you've got a questionable quarterback, and then you've got a ground game that's not lighting the world on fire against a defense it's unlikely to find its way against,
And then there's the desperation factor.
Texas has their backs against the wall here. I'm telling you, Texas is going to win this game. They've got to have it. Oklahoma would like to have it. Texas has got to have it. The result will make little sense to the public, but we are not deep enough into this season yet to where what you have been is just what you always will be. I think Texas is going to win this game.
Well, you know, he talked about desperation. There is no doubt about with all the hype and everything that Texas had, number one overall in the preseason, they need this game.
And no equivocation there. Texas is going to win. And for all the people hating on Arch Manning for his less than spectacular play so far, J.D. Pickle with On Threes says, why don't we pump the brakes on that a little bit?
Can we all just relax a little bit here? Can we just relax before we say he's a flop relative to the rest of his career? Arch has started 5 games. Yet again, I've mentioned that here. He has, through those 5 games, 11 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 5 rushing touchdowns, and completed 60% of his passes, playing against, really, to be honest here, 2 formidable opponents. I don't think we can define Arch Manning's career after 5 games. Joe Burrow never saw the field, never any meaningful way at Ohio State. Was he a flop for not playing at Ohio State after getting recruited to play at Ohio State? Didn't even have a great first year at LSU. Arch Manning is this and that. He's supposed to be the next great one, isn't he? Yeah, you're right. It's not the same. It's not the same because he got hyped as a Heisman Trophy winner and the number one pick in the preseason. If Arch Manning had a different last name, I know we talk about how much praise he would get and all those things. If Arch Manning had a different last name, I think we're having a different discussion around Texas in general.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Absolutely. Come Texas. On now.
Don't blame everything on Arch.
He has not been great.
Texas to be 3-2 right now, and their 2 losses being against 2 actual opponents in Florida and Ohio State, I think it's a matter of the O-line not being that great. I think that the receivers got to step it up. Defense getting blown off the ball against Florida is a problem in and of itself. I'm not here telling you that Arch is going to flip the switch and be amazing and be the best Manning ever. I'm not saying that. I'm not even saying Texas make the college football playoff this year. But I am saying it's been 5 games. Can we give it a little bit longer than that before we define his whole career?
Exactly.
Hallelujah.
So you were saying.
No, that's it. I mean, you talk about so many of these college football stars that have gone under the NFL. look at their first five games and tell me they just weren't setting the world on fire. No. And the fact is that with Arch, he throws a dumb pass. Oh, he's a total flop. He sucks. When he throws something good, it's like he's going to win the Heisman Trophy. Right. And so it's like it's unbelievable.
It's
how about
five
it?
Games? Five games.
Yeah.
That's it. Come on.
That's it.
Let's go a little easy.
Hit the brakes
on
a little
kid,
bit.
Right? Texas OU coming up. You can hear it right here on KRLD. We'll have that for you Saturday. From the Cotton Bowl, live.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.